Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Wednesday, June the 8th. It's National Best Friends Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart. Greg and I always have a laugh about how competitive we are with each other. I laugh the most, though. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
A wonderful Wednesday indeed. Currently 17 degrees, working our way up to a high of 21 today under a mix of sun and cloud. Rohini, thank you very much. Welcome back. It's great that you brought the sun back with you. don't put away the umbrellas just yet. The rain will be back tomorrow. And on National Best Friend Day, today's random daily shout-out goes out to the game Battleship. You know, when I host games nights with my friends, they either love playing Battleship or they absolutely hate it. I guess you could say that games night at my house is either a hit or a miss. Thank you to me.
Well, whether they're near or far, old or new, best friends help us carry through our lives. Today on National Best Friends Day, it's time to tell them how much we appreciate their company. And as the Mayo Clinic reports, friends help you cope with traumas and they encourage you to change or avoid unhealthy lifestyle habits. So let's cheers to friends. Today's the day to enjoy a little one-on-one time with the people who never fail to catch us when we fall. Also known as the Wise Guys and Girl. Hey, let's listen in on Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, are we going with a little bit of Queen today?
Oh my God. Yes.
This week. Wow.
That one was not as easy to guess. Wow, I'm impressed, James. That made my morning. Okay, so it is a really cute song. I've never heard it before. Apparently, it's been in like every movie and every TV show that I watch, but I've never heard it before. So that means I'm not very observant. The person who wrote it was John Deacon, who I believe is the keyboardist for Queen, and he wrote it about his wife. And it's such a cute song. Let me pull up the lyrics. Because I really, really, you know, I'm a lyrics person. But it's really, now when I found out he wrote it for his wife, I was like, okay, this is cute. So it starts out, ooh, you make me live. Whatever this world can give to me, it's you, you're all I see. Ooh, you make me live now. Honey, you make me live. You're the best friend I ever had. I've been with you such a long time. You're my sunshine and I want you to know that my feelings are true. I really love you. You're my best friend. Oh my gosh, that is the sweetest thing. And James, you could write that in that same book. You could write that in the book. Exactly. Because it's a beautiful song. So, and it honestly, it could apply to anyone. So if you do have a best friend in your life today, and I have two really, really people that I really consider to be my best friends, play that song and think about them today or play it for them because it matters, right? And sometimes we don't say it, you know, on a regular basis, how much people mean to us. We kind of wait for a special occasion. We don't actually have to do that. You know, words are free. And so let's use them. Just use them kindly because they're used for so many other reasons. But yeah, shout out your best friend today. Tell them that you love them and appreciate them. And hopefully you'll hear it back. And that's my pick today. Oh, James, I'm so excited. You got it.
It's a big week.
You know what makes it sweeter?
Pardon?
You know what makes it sweeter?
I know, but...
Just sing the chorus.
That's the thing. Don't worry, Mark. I'm gonna surprise you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we'll get that on our playlist. Love the quote, words are free. So that's going to go in the book. Two best friends that you noticed. So that means four people on this call are out of luck. another quick thing about that song. Yeah, on the very first mixtape that I had made for me by my buddy, the Bush. This song was on it, so shout out to the Bush today.
Yeah.
And his son?
The Shrub. let us slide into Ventures with Venturo, today sponsored by PJ's Pet Center, featuring a sale on dogs that can do magic, or as they call them, Labracadabradors.
I thought you were going with the fact that a dog is a man's best friend.
I didn't put the best friend part in there today, but that was something.
Yeah. So, question for you guys. How many best friends can somebody possibly have?
Well, two, according to me.
you can have two. Okay. All right. So, it's Wednesday, going with Wednesday's book. This one is for those people with kids or grandkids. It's a book by Selena Yoon. It's called Be a Friend. And it's about a little boy who, he's a special little boy. And he actually communicates by miming. He speaks very little. And he's at school, and nobody's paying him any attention until he finally gets a friend by the name of Joy, who is showing what it means to just be a friend. So, today on World Best Friendship Day, just be a friend to somebody. That's where we're going with it today. So that's it. From Friendships with Ventiro.
And you did read this book?
Yes. This book has been passed and vetted. It was vetted by Ingrid.
Okay, so, good. Because I know your wife is always right.
All right, so we take this one to the bank. Thanks, Ingrid, for helping us out today. Welcome to this week's edition of The Sizzler, where Vice Principal Botnick and our special guest, Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, we'll work together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's restaurant. How you doing today, Matt?
Well, there's ooze coming out of my laptop, and I touched it, and now I'm trying to get through the show without touching anything else. So, we're okay. You ever seen ooze come out of a laptop?
Oh, no. Ooze.
What would be in a laptop that's oozy? Anyway,
we'll
figure this out later.
What's that?
One of those great words that sounds like exactly what it is. Ooze.
Not an in, ooze out.
Ooh.
Check.
Well, today you will earn valuable Zeller's restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. Bonus bucks earned each time you get Ventura to laugh out loud. We have a $3 carryover from last week. I do have three questions in my hand about best friends, brought to you by my buddy Dave. Well, David, actually. David lost his ID last night, and now he's just Dav. Today, I will get you to complete these famous quotes about friendship. Quote number one, some friends are like the wind. Matt Schulman.
They can dry your clothes in the summer.
That's worth a good $5. Vice Principal Botnick.
Some friends are like the wind, especially after chilly night.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Five. Scared fear.
And a bonus two. Quote number two, true friends always... Vice Principal Botnick.
Reach for their wallet when the bill comes and actually take out the credit card.
That's a very important point, taking it out and actually using it. Our buddy Meathead, growing up, used to always pull out this sad handful of nickels on Thursday nights when we would go out. And everybody was always compelled to say, forget it, never mind.
Anybody can reach for their wallet.
Oh, Matt Schulman.
Same theme. True friends always save you from expensive therapy bills.
Wow, that's $7 for poignancy. Very good. Question number three, or quote number three, many people will walk in and out of your life, but only a best friend will... Matt Schulman.
Not sound like a greeting card.
Which sell for around $6 to $7 now. Hey, he's looking for a little side hustle.
Your best friend is worth it, James. Your best friend is worth it.
Both of them are. Both of them. Sorry to the other four.
Words are not free. When you're talking about greeting cards.
All right. And Vice Principal Botnick, what have you got?
Only a best friend will not open the fridge and take the last slice of leftover pizza. That's a true friend.
Six slices of a small pizza. That's a good $6 response. 12, 24, 36 plus 3 $39 for some friendship pizza at the Zeller's restaurant. Well played. Good work on the quotes, everybody. It is Wednesday. That means it's time for Wednesday's Word.
Well, as Ventura was saying, dogs are our best friends. Don't you call a large feral canine that meditates? Is known as a werewolf. A werewolf.
Oh, good golly. Well, that's it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. And, you know, back in high school, my friends kept on insulting me. We had this library table, and there's insults flying back and forth. And finally, couldn't take it. Anyway, they said I have no sense of direction. I packed up my things, and I ran. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.